Without good cybersecurity, electronic health records can be dangerous territory. Health and Human Services has launched a task force to assist the healthcare industry with that very challenge. Steve Curran is director of the Division of Resilience in the Office of Emergency Management at Health and Human Services. He joins me now with more. Mr. Curran, good to have you on.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you.
So tell us about the task force and what will it do?
Yes, the issue of cybersecurity is very important to the Department of Health and Human Services. We're very fortunate that in December of 2015, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act was passed. And one of the things that it gave us the opportunity to do was to establish the Cybersecurity Healthcare Industry Cybersecurity Task Force. That task force will take a look at cybersecurity practices in the healthcare and public health sector, what organizations are doing, how they're sharing information. And I think very helpfully, we'll look at also other sectors, non-healthcare sectors, look at the way that they're addressing cybersecurity challenges, learn from them, and see what we can apply to our own challenges in healthcare.
I guess it's safe to say that given recent events, even in our own area, that this is a big challenge for the healthcare industry.
It certainly is. We've traditionally had challenges across all sectors of cybersecurity, especially when it comes to personal information. With health, we have an additional challenge of protected health information. And we certainly understand that many individuals are naturally going to be concerned about the protection and security of their personal information and their health information. We've seen in recent years an increase in the attacks against all sectors, and especially against the healthcare sector, where cyber criminals and others see this sector as an area where they can look for personal identifiable information. So our challenge really is to work with our healthcare industry partners in a collaborative way, so that we can identify these challenges, make sure that there's a common understanding of the threat we face, and take actions together to mitigate it.
And what do we know about the motivations of people that are attacking healthcare institutions? Do they want to know if someone has bursitis, or are they really just after the credit card numbers and social security numbers and the same things every hacker seems to be after?
Traditionally, threats against healthcare cybersecurity or cyber threats against healthcare have been financially motivated. And often those do deal with those issues such as credit card numbers, social security numbers, information that you can use for identity theft. But additionally, we do have that protected health information as well. In combining those two types of information, there is the opportunity for some criminals to engage in fraud, maybe healthcare insurance fraud. So there are a number of ways that that individuals can try to make money off of the healthcare sector. I think that's traditionally been the threat, and increasingly, and this is just in the last couple of months, we've also seen an increase in the use of ransomware attacks against certain healthcare organizations. And those ransomware attacks are basically attacks where data, the attacker will take data, either encrypt it or perhaps delete it and keep a copy themselves and hold that data for ransom so that you're not able to access those systems until either the ransom is paid or the IT folks in the department in that organization can actually restore their systems. So that's, again, another financially related threat. They're looking for money from healthcare organizations, and that's the threat that we really need to protect against.
I guess if you are a hacker and you get a hold of a database and you could even look at it and say, here's Congressman XYZ who had electroshock therapy or something, and there was a time you could blackmail people with that kind of information.
That is a very big concern of ours, that your health information is not only used for financial transactions, it's a very personal part of who we are, our health conditions, and our health history, something that we do take as very important. And at Health and Human Services, we have regulations and as well as collaborative programs to help us work with industry to ensure that those privacy protections are met. Specifically, we have the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, as well as the HITECH Act. And those two together provide us some tools to increase security in healthcare organizations, as well as have some requirements for mandatory reporting when there are breaches of healthcare information.
All right, so tell us more about the committee. Who's on it?
This committee is composed of 21 people, primarily private sector subject matter experts in healthcare cybersecurity. We also have four government representatives. They're from Department of Health and Human Services, from the Department of Homeland Security, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, as well as the Department of Defense and VA, who have a combined program office looking at cyber issues. But it's primarily to get that input from the private sector, to hear from them what are the challenges they're facing, what practices are they implementing, where have they found success, and really to get their perspective on how we can work together to improve cybersecurity across the healthcare industry.
We're speaking with Steve Curran, Director of the Division of Resilience in the Office of Emergency Management at Health and Human Services. And so what will the output of this task force's work be?
there are several outputs that actually we are planning to produce, and this is based on the legislation that initially set up the task force. One of the first things we're going to do is take a look at what other industries are doing with respect to cybersecurity. So at our meeting on Thursday the 21st, we'll have representatives from Department of Homeland Security and National Institute for Standards and Technology who will provide an overview of what all sectors are doing for cybersecurity. Then we'll have some deep dive panel discussions with banking and finance partners, as well as with energy sector partners, to hear what they're doing, what we can learn from them. There is a report that's required to Congress where we'll take some of the lessons we learned from this intro session, as well as from three subsequent task force meetings. We'll be providing a report to Congress on that. We'll also be collating information that we think, or the task force thinks, is valuable for healthcare organizations to know, packaging that in a way that's easily accessible and understandable, and having working with those members of the task force to disseminate that to the sector following the task force completion of their mission.
And once you get all this information and advice that might be useful to these organizations, how will you get it out to them?
We have a number of ways that we get information out to the private sector. The program I'm in our Division of Resilience, we have a critical infrastructure protection program. One of the things that we're committed to in this program is working in collaborative fashion with private sector partners, specifically in healthcare and public health. This is a partnership that's been around for at least 10 years, and it really is to help us share information with those partners and make sure we maintain those ongoing relationships so that when we need to share information, we're not creating a new relationship. We know who the people are. We know the companies. We know their trade associations. And we'll be sending this information out through them. I'm sure we'll be doing some teleconferences, webinars, probably speaking at meetings, and disseminating this really direct email and spreading it out through our trade association partners to the industry to let them know this material is available.
And what about the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services? It seems like that's a good mechanism to reach lots and lots of healthcare providers.
That absolutely is true. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, of course, touch every part of the healthcare sector. Emory Shulak, who is the Chief Information Security Officer for CMS, is one of the co-chairs of the task force. So Emory, as well as Teresa Meadows, who is the private sector co-chair of the task force. So they're very closely involved, and of course will be very involved in sending and spreading the information after the task force concludes.
And what are the opportunities for healthcare organizations to share cyber information among themselves? Again, that's something, you know, DHS has its sectors, Health and Human Services has this sector, and that's one of the goals of this whole cybersecurity federal effort, is to get intra-company sharing. I should say intercompany sharing.
That is an excellent point. The objective is not just to have the federal government sharing to private sector, the private sector just sharing to federal government. That will really only take us so far. We want to create an environment and a culture in which organizations can feel comfortable sharing with one another, even in times when they might not feel comfortable sharing that same information with the federal government. Peer-to-peer communication really is the best way we found to disseminate this type of information. There are a number of information sharing and analysis organizations throughout all of the 16 identified critical infrastructure sectors. We have organizations within the healthcare and public health sector that also are involved in information sharing. One of the things that we're doing this year is doing a study on how information is shared in healthcare and public health. We have a planning grant out with Harris Health System in the Houston area. They are working to talk to their peers, find out where they find information, what information is most valuable to them. And we'll be using those findings, we believe, in the next year to help support some of these information sharing activities and fill any of the gaps in that we identify.
Steve Curran is Director of the Division of Resilience in the Office of Emergency Management at Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And you can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.